Central Valley Health District hosting flu shot clinic. City and county approved JSDC requests for various projects. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. The flu shot continues to be the most effective way to combat contracting the flu during the fall and winter. Central Valley Health Unit Administrator Robin Isler says flu season typically ranges from November through April of the following year. She added getting the flu vaccine remains the best way to limit the spread and stay safe.
We've had more influenza in the springtime here in North Dakota. However, over the last few years, I mean, we've seen it kind of flare up in the fall and in the spring. So flu shots are an annual shot, meaning that you need a vaccination each year to protect you from the flu.
To get ahead of the flu season, Central Valley Health begins offering both the regular flu shot and high dose shot for older population in October.
And that should give you enough protection for flu flare-ups for the fall and then into the spring of 2022.
There's a planned flu shot clinic on October 1st in Jamestown. Read more online at newsdakota.com. Both the Jamestown Finance and Legal Committee and Stutzman County Commission heard from the Jamestown Stutzman Development Corporation regarding various projects that needed funding. The first of these requests was for expansion at the James Valley Career and Tech Center. Here's JSDC Business Development Manager Corey Shevlin.
We had Adam Gala and Darby Hynett come in and make a presentation about what they have going on up at the CTE Center, James Valley Career and Tech Education Center. They've been doing a terrific job. They've been looking to expand their facility and some of their programming and have access to some state dollars to leverage. It has a 50-50 match, and this is where the JSDC has come in.
Shevlin says after a presentation to the JSDC, it was decided to deobligate $100,000 from the Career Builders Program and approve the request of $131,500. That request was unanimously approved by both the city and county. That's a check of your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.